Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Allegheny Health Network, health for all. 412 Doctors is a great resource. And let's bring in Dr. Herman Baga. He's a urologist with the Triangle Urology and also AHN. Good morning, doctor. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Now, urology. A lot of people don't quite know what that is. I've been to a urologist, so can you explain what exactly a urologist is or does?
Yeah, a urologist is a physician and a surgeon, and we take care of a lot of common issues, a lot of men's issues, urinary problems, prostate issues. But one of the most common things we deal with is kidney stones.
Oh, kidney stones. It seems like a lot of people have. What's the percentage of the population that suffer from kidney stones?
It varies from area to area, and it's really worse a little bit further south because one of the major causes of kidney stones is dehydration. Now, that being said, in Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh particularly, there's quite a few people suffering from that, due to diet and lifestyle issues.
Is it... So should somebody drink plenty of water, just straight water or Gatorade? Because a lot of people drink a lot of pop in our region.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem is what we're taking in. Now, kidney stones form because little particles are kind of sticking to each other, calcium oxalate particles specifically. And if you can dilute them out by drinking a lot of water, you can prevent them from sticking and forming stones within your kidney. And it's not just water, though. Another major thing you can do is have a very low salt diet. And then the third most important thing is actually to not have too heavy of a meat diet, because that'll actually make your urine quite acidic, which can promote stones. But orders of importance is number one, water, water, water. Number two, low salt. And number three, taper down the meat.
Now, sometimes, I know some people get severe kidney stones regularly. Other times people say they have a minor problem and it passes pretty quickly. Why is there such a difference in the way people handle the pain or get kidney stones?
That's a great question. So part of it may be lifestyle, right? Like, if you're a person that's always on the go, doesn't have time to drink a lot of water, or is chronically dehydrated because you're drinking mostly coffee or things like that, well, that lifestyle is going to promote more stones. But also, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that kidney stones kind of run in families. So if you have parents or brothers or sisters who have a lot of stones, you might be predisposed yourself.
Now, that's why the diet is so important then, because if you're predisposed to it, you got to make sure that you're doing all you can to keep that predisposition away.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to work on that diet. And if that doesn't work, a good diet, a kidney stone friendly diet can prevent the majority of stones. But if that's not working, there's also more testing we can do. We can test stones, see what they're made of. If you had one, God forbid, we can do urine testing, blood testing. So we look for rarer causes also.
And how do you and your colleagues treat many patients with the kidney stones?
Well, there are a few different ways. One way is to hopefully let it pass. If it's a really small stone, maybe less than half a centimeter, sometimes you're able to pass those with medications and drinking a lot of fluids. If they get bigger, then that stone can get stuck on the way out, and that's where all the pain comes from, because it blocks the flow of urine to your kidney. That kidney blows up like a balloon, and it's like a pump. It's overheating, getting backed up, and that's where all that pain comes from. In those sorts of cases, there are surgical procedures that we can do. These days are very minimally invasive.
Okay, nobody wants to hear the word surgery, regardless if it's minimally invasive. We prefer minimally invasive surgery over regular surgery. But what are some of the other treatment options that may be available for people?
So one of the common ones that most have heard of is called shockwave. That's where you send high-frequency energy from the outside of the body towards the inside of the body, and you target a stone to break it up into tiny particles. That works well, but the problem is for really small stones that are hard to target or really big stones that are just going to break up into more particles that will cause problems, you need something a little more direct. And so for that, we have something called ureteroscopy with laser lithotripsy. What is that? It's a tiny camera. It's almost like a little spy camera. You pass it through your natural openings from where you urinate, sneak it all the way up to the kidney, and then you can see the stone with your own eyes, break with a little laser, and actually pluck the stone out. Now, you, of course, sleep for all of these, and they're relatively quick procedures, generally less than 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, wow. Are you pretty amazed, yeah, Dr. Baga, about the technology and how far it's advanced since you got into the business?
I am. I really am, you know, really, really impressed by the way we're able to make things smaller and smaller and less uncomfortable for patients and how quickly we're able to get them through this, these problems and get them on with their lives.
All right, you got me. I already showed the glass of water that I'm drinking. I already showed it to the camera here in the studio so everybody knows that I drink a ton of water. I very rarely drink anything other than water. I don't drink much coffee. I don't drink much pop. So I'm drinking water, but that has chemicals and calcium in it as well. Can that cause a problem in my kidney if I'm predisposed?
Sometimes, but, you know, your body's usually pretty good at dealing with that minimal additional amount of calcium in the water. You know, same thing, we don't recommend stopping calcium supplements or things like that unless you've been directed to by your urologist. People used to do that, and then they found that people are actually having more bone problems if they cut the calcium from their diet, and that wasn't worth it to have, you know, bone issues. But if you have a reasonable amount of calcium, just the regular daily allowance, generally you can prevent most stones. Now, the type of foods you want to avoid are some of the things you talked about, pop, coffee, too much excessive tea, things like that is what you want to avoid, and go for old-fashioned water.
Okay, and
lemon water is actually great too. I'll tell you, sorry to interrupt. That's a great home remedy. You squeeze fresh lemon into water or on your food. It's got a chemical called citrate, and that will actually prevent the stones from forming.
Oh, I do that a lot, but I worry about the enamel on my teeth. Am I overthinking things?
You maybe use a straw then.
Okay, that thing you said that you use the sonic boom to destroy the stone in somebody's kidney, will that hurt the kidney as well? I mean, the soft tissue around the body?
It comes back to the technology and how impressive it is. You can really hone it directly towards the stone itself. Now, hypothetically, yes, I suppose it could. But, I mean, it's so, so rare, thankfully, given how precise the technology is now.
Excellent. Dr. Herman Baga, urologist with Triangle Urology and Allegheny Health Network. Health for All, 412 Doctors is the excellent resource for you. Health for All, Allegheny Health Network. Thank you very much, doctor. Have a great day. We appreciate your insight on kidney stones.
Thank you much. Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.